Okay. See, we have here, hopefully, guys, I'm not too loud. I do realize that I see a red line here. Let me back off just a little bit. I'm not sure how you guys see channel zero or how it's picking up. Let's put it that way. But let's see, are we transmitting? Yes, we have enough time of 13 minutes, so we're good to go. All right, I'm going to go right to this weather map. I know that many of you guys don't have active radar. We still do. COT does. Isn't that awesome? And it looks like that storm in Kentucky is headed over to West Virginia. We have a whole frontal system. It's pretty persistent going to the East Coast. And now it has a potential. There's a potential in the Torcon for tornadoes. As far as active cells, I see 1, 2, 3. There are 4 hook probabilities out there, which means a tornado could form in those areas. But for the most part, people are going to have to deal with winds and some of the heavy moisture in the Ohio Valley region going up in that area. Other than that, the East Coast is experiencing some storms. That's going to be followed by some cold weather later on this week. Now, guys, I'm looking at the COT chat room, right? I don't know if you guys have radar access or not. I don't know if you do. Of course, you know, COT, we have sensors all over the place, so we are Doppler. Well, it's kind of like Doppler. But let's just say we have an active map that is quite active right now. Sensor feedback looks good so far over the most of the USA. It's very difficult. That was a difficult number to stick up there. There will be sporadic radar outages. Right? The explanations, well, flip a coin. They're going to give you some type weird explanation as to what happened to the Doppler. But they are getting the radar data. It's just that processing of that data on the internet is not quite up to speed. Let's put it that way. So various sources are blank right now, especially if you get a updated version, or if you guys are using like Weather Underground or something like that. I believe they have blank data right now, right? Unless you have some archived data. So be careful refreshing your pages. If you do that, it might go totally out on you, okay? It just may. I'm hoping this system continues to go out without major incidents. We haven't had a formation like this in quite some time. It's been many, many years since the Torcon potential has been up so high in the Northeast. Yeah. And speaking of the Northeast and potentials, sometime this week into this weekend, in the extreme Northeast, they can have up to 3 to 4 feet of snow. 3 to 4 feet. So, boy, oh boy, that's not going to... Some people are not going to like that. Of course, it is somewhat normal. We've had storms back in the day when it was around this time of the year. Just like that. It's just that now we have, there are some different drivers. Of course, we have external drivers, solar drivers, and atmospheric issues that we have to deal with. And so things are going to be a bit different. Guys, pay attention to your local forecasts. I'll be on and off channel zero throughout the day. So keep an eyeball with your local forecast. Make sure you guys stay up to date on that. Okay. I'll be on and off channel zero, back and forth from time to time. With that, I'm going to say, I'm going to let you guys go blank right now. Now it's going to be dead air until I start talking again. So it'll be dead air, but it'll pop back on again. If I come on there. All right. God bless you guys. I'm going to see you shortly. I will see you guys tonight. If any of you have to leave or anything, again, pay attention to your local forecasts. They are quite serious, and that can be a problem for many of those in Ohio and West Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky, those places. Keep an eyeball on it. All right? God bless you guys.